What's the question?
I would like to ask Dr. Maharaj how the work becomes devotional service. If some devotee is working outside, how can they see their work as devotional service to Krishna?
How work becomes devotional service? Well, whether they're working inside or outside, one thing is that devotees give the fruits of their work to Krishna. So they're not by offering the results of one's work with devotion, not even just out of obligation, but with devotion, that becomes bhakti. To offer the results of one's work out of duty, that's karma yoga. And when one does it out of affection for Krishna, then that becomes pure devotion. So devotees, therefore, it's not enough just to work, and it's not enough just to do service, but you have to be in the proper consciousness and the proper mood, because the same activity gets different kinds of results, different spiritual results. So one may say, well, what's the use of performing service then if I'm in bad consciousness? Because karma yoga is purifying, and karma yoga is conditional devotional service, it's purifying, because it makes one, in one way or another, think of the Supreme. That's why Srila Prabhupada couldn't just engage us in service, but engage us in chanting Hare Krishna, and encourage that one should always chant Hare Krishna, because if while performing activities you chant Hare Krishna, then you'll think of Krishna, and one will think of that activity or make that activity as a means of trying to please Krishna. When devotees are working in the world outside and doing activities, then they give some of their income, 10%, 50% preferably, and by working like that, then they think, yes, by this work, I'm building a temple, I'm maintaining the deities, I'm doing Seva Puja, and in that way, they're also performing devotional service in the same way. Understand? Something about that?
It is not enough if somebody is working outside that he meditating all the day about Krishna, or the day things they are thinking about Krishna.
It depends. It depends if someone's making millions of dollars and they're just meditating on Krishna and not engaging their wealth in Krishna's service, then it's not enough. If they have nothing to give and no other act to do, come to the temple, sweep the floor, or something like that, then that's enough. We should always think of Krishna, but we should do more than just think of Krishna. Bhajananda means someone who just thinks about Krishna, but isn't really doing anything to serve Krishna's mission. But we're not Bhajanandis or the Gyanis. The Gyanis are also like that. They may think of Krishna, but they're not doing anything to serve Krishna. So their type of attachment to Krishna, even though they may be thinking of Krishna all the time, because there's no practical service, and they could be doing something. They could be making flower garlands, even in the Himalayas. They could be worshipping deities. They can do other things, but all they're doing is just meditating, because they don't do anything practical. So it's not considered to be a very high class service, even though they may actually have prema. Yeah, so we should always do something. This was one of the conclusions of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that when the Kumaras and others were recommending to Gop Kumar that he should just meditate and engage in meditation, but he wasn't satisfied with just meditating on Krishna, on his mantra. He wanted to actually directly see Krishna and touch him and engage in some personal service. So when we're doing the best according to the circumstances, then that's what makes us then qualified in Krishna consciousness. Always doing the best. If we're holding something back, then Krishna knows we're holding something back, then that becomes an inferior type of bhakti. Someone may not be, and it's not a matter of quantity, someone may not be perfect, but if he's doing his best, then Krishna's fully pleased. And naturally, by doing your best, and by Krishna being pleased with that, one then advances. If one's not doing one's best, and one could be doing best, then one doesn't advance as quickly. So that's why that example of the spider or squirrel, or that because he's acting according to his capacity, so Lord Ramachandra was pleased. That was just as good as Hanuman acting to his capacity. So everyone just needs to serve according to their full capacity. Kulavecha Sridhar was a very poor man, but he offered 50% of whatever he had for the service of Ganges, which means service of the Lord. And that Prabhupada repeats that many times, that that was very pleasing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he stuck to the principle. His principle was, you give 50%, he could have said, well, I'm very poor, I can only give 5% because I need the rest to live. But he stuck by the principle that no, one should give half of one's income and then just live by the other half. So if the other half means that you're poor, then you just live like that. Or Maharaj Yudhisthira, and he was very wealthy, but he engaged, for the whole kingdom in Krishna's service. We always find ourselves in different situations, and whatever the situation is, one needs to always do one's best, and with the idea of pleasing Krishna, those things. And like we had this morning, we have faith in the principles of devotional service, that if we follow them, then that makes life successful. Material calculations may be one thing, but devotees don't make material calculations like that. 50%, giving 50%. Sometimes devotees just get very, they can't conceive of it. But if someone has faith, then faith in Prabhupada, and it's very clear what Prabhupada said, so you can't really argue about, against it, then you do it, knowing that if I follow the principle, then there will be a means to achieve it, and I will be acting according to Dharma. I will be doing the best thing, and that will please Krishna. It doesn't mean that one will necessarily get rich. He may end up just being a Kulavitcha Shridhar all his life. He didn't get rich. But like Sudama Vipra. But it's not necessary. That's not what perfection is about or life is about. Acting according to, I think, our religious principles, according to time, place, and circumstance. That's what it says in the 11th canto. And always doing one's best, and then Krishna becomes pleased. Lord Krishna.